We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike. So I just wanted to get your take on something. So I have a lot of arguments with my friends about MJ and LeBron. And so I'm doing some research the other day, you know, with LeBron being in the Eastern Conference Finals again. And I come across this website, MJVsLeBron.net. Right. And I've never seen this thing before.
No, either have I.
I bet your kids might know about it, Mike.
I don't know.
If you go on this site, you put in these different scenarios, and it tells you who is, you know, who comes out on
top. How would they prove it, though?
I mean, I don't know. They have some kind of algorithm or something.
You see, I don't buy it because I don't see how you acquire. But what is there? What is there? So who wins? Who wins?
A different guy comes on top, so it gives you a definitive answer.
Based on what? I mean, based on who the opponent is?
Is that?
How do they decide who the better player is?
I don't know. It's some kind of algorithm.
No, I'm saying, but who wins? You said you looked at it. Who won, Jordan or LeBron?
Well, it depends on what you put in. So they have different, like MJ, you know, MJ on the 96 Bulls versus, you know, LeBron.
I see, but I can't take that stuff seriously because I just don't understand what they use as a criteria. They were very different players playing in different eras. They're not very alike players. What LeBron's strength is was not Jordan's strength. Jordan's strength was not LeBron's strength. Jordan was a shooter. He was a pure two guard. He was a big shot maker. He was a last game shot taker. He was a quintessential two guard. That's what he was. He was not an every you know, position player. He was not a LeBron who played 1, 2, 3, 4. He was not a LeBron who handled the ball the whole game and got 10 rebounds. That's not who he was. They're very different players. LeBron is much more like an Oscar Robertson or a Magic Johnson, except he's a much better scorer than Magic Johnson. But he's a lot more like them than he was even like Magic. Like, you know, Jordan was much more like Kobe in terms of he's better, but I mean much more like him in terms of how they played the game. They're both scoring guards. That's what they were. LeBron is not a scoring guard. He is a multi-positional freak. You know, he can play to four, play to one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.